Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank as the Panther wrestling team opened up its season at home over the weekend. No Powell Invitational. And, of course, under a new head coach, as Coach Fulton's group ended up competing against some of the 4A powerhouses that are in Wyoming, against Campbell County, against Thunder Basin, and against Sheridan. Well, the Panthers ended up dropping all of those, but still ended up getting some wins, including Seth Horton, who ended up going undefeated over the weekend against first the Gillette. Horton, Emma Caru, Logan Warner, and Stenson Davis got wins against Campbell County. It was Weston Thomas, Landon Brazelton, Carson Lamb, Horton, and Davis. And in the against Natrona, the Panthers ended up with Horton, Davis, Lamb, and Hadley Mailing coming out on top. And against Buffalo, Powell ended up winning that duel 30-12. The Brent Childers, Clayton Emmett, Horton, Davis, and Lamb all ended up with wins. As the Panthers then, after that, they had some duels against Lander and Sheridan. As the Panthers ended up dropping that matchup against Lander and against Sheridan, it was 69-12. With the Panthers getting wins from Horton and Emma Carho, the only ones to win matches. As the Panthers now will continue with their duels during COVID times, they'll have a dual invite coming up in Gillette this weekend. Panthers swim team from over the weekend opened up their season first at the Cody Try. And it was Worland coming out on top in that meet. Powell finishing in second and Cody finishing up in third. Panthers did get a few first places, including John Holly, who ended up winning the six dives and the 1 meter. Panthers also got a first place finish from Rue Parker and Nate Johnson, who won both the 500 free and the 100 breaststroke. The next day in Buffalo, Powell ends up taking second place and had a number of second place finishes, but no first place finishes. As the Panthers will hit the road coming up Saturday, they'll have a meet in Riverton. That competition begins at 10 a.m. We're back with more after this.